7:21 on a Thursday morning. Joining us now at our studios is Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas. Sheriff, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Good morning, listeners.
And congratulations on your election victory. We're now the, I guess you weren't the interim one before, but there's no doubt. It's got to feel, I guess, comforting. I don't know if that's the right word, but you feel good to be knowing that you were elected by the people.
Yeah, it's very satisfying to be rewarded for all the hard work I've put in and my staff has put in and my family. So thank you to all the listeners who voted for me, and I'll do my best to represent you well.
All right. Let's talk about some, well, first of all, we're December 1st, first day of December here now. We're through Thanksgiving. We're into the holiday season, the Christmas season, and the ice fishing season.
Yes.
You know, I haven't really been out in the rural areas on the lakes or anything since winter beset us. But what is the ice looking like now, and is it safe to go out on?
Well, the ice is never 100% safe, Jeff. I was driving back from Waseca on Sunday, and I saw that there was a portable fish house on Cannon Lake. And I know there was probably 3 to 4 inches of ice, and I guess when you look at the DNR suggestions, because it's really not, they don't measure the ice, this is their suggestion, right? So 4 inches for a person to walk, 5 to 7 for a snowmobile, 8 to 12 for a small vehicle, and 12 to 15 for a pickup truck. Pickup trucks vary a lot, right? So you have a one-ton mm-hmm. truck that weighs 11, 12,000 pounds, or you have a pickup truck that weighs, you know, 5, 6,000 pounds. So you have to be responsible for what you're doing.
The weather that we're having right now, it's been kind of windy and stuff. Does that, the conditions vary so much, I guess, depending on the weather. You get windy conditions and it may not freeze up as quickly as ever. And also the snow. Have you seen, are there any particular conditions this year that you're worried about?
Well, ideally the best way to make ice is to have cold weather, no wind, and no snow.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had a good start, and then we had the snow come and hit us. The wind does affect it, but it also blows the snow off the lake. So I would say if you're going to venture out, make sure you have somebody with you, and make sure you have a set of ice picks and some kind of flotation. You know, they make nice buoyant coats for ice fishing and snowmobiling these days, so. It's a couple hundred dollars, but I think your life is worth that.
Yeah, you know, we had the story, it was last week or so around Thanksgiving, that up on Red Lake
yep.
the big ice chunk broke off and the people are out floating in the middle. That can't be a good feeling. You got to know the lake and know the conditions. And I know here in Rice County, and you mentioned Cannon, I think there's kind of a channel that goes through, you know.
So on Cannon has the river flowing through it.
You really have to take that into effect.
You also have the idea that, or the fact that the lakes are really low right now, so your school of fish, when they swim around, they create moving water, which unthaws the ice. So there's a lot of different factors. I always wait for the biggest truck to go out ice fishing, and then I figure it's somewhat safe, so I can head out. So.
All right. Let's move on. It's the holiday season. We finished off Thanksgiving. We're heading into a Christmas, and this is a season of parties and holiday parties and such. The DUI enforcement has been ramped up, as it is pretty much every year, and you make no secret of that. You're going to be out and about, and don't drive drunk. You have had some people that have been arrested in the last week or so. You've caught some drunk drivers.
Yeah, we had 6 arrests over the Thanksgiving stretch there, which I think is, we always want to have 0, right? So, but 6, given all the traffic that flows through Rice County, I think we're doing a pretty good job. We're going to be out every weekend we can, and our goal is to keep everybody safe. And if you choose to have too many beverages at a party and get behind the wheel and you get stopped, that was your choice, right? So when our guys or my guys stop you and confront you and process everything, just remember that they're not the ones created the problem, you were. So
the options that people have, people should really know in advance what their options are. We're going to a party tonight. We're going to have some fun. Is there a cab? Is there a bus? What are all the options they have?
So I know there's taxi services. I think it's First Choice Kettle in Faribault, or First Choice Kettle. First Choice Shuttle. I have the red kettle on my head. The best way, though, is to avoid driving from, like, a bar or a friend's house is to get a ride there versus driving your vehicle there. Because, you know, after a couple beverages, you know, you don't think always clearly, and you think you're okay to drive, and you get in the car, and if that vehicle's not there, you don't have that option.
All right, let's move on to, you know, one thing we haven't talked about, haven't really got an update in the last couple of months, is the new jail. The Rice County Jail is being built. Where are we at in that process?
So most of the footings are in. I was just in Wells Concrete in Wells, Minnesota yesterday, which was a fun drive with the ice-packed or snow-packed roads, but we got there. And they're actually building our wall panels now. So we got to tour the facility, watch our panels get built. And they're saying they should be able to have all the panels built and on site probably the middle of January, and hope to have everything erected and put together, well, all the walls anyhow, towards the end of February. So, which is a couple of months ahead of where we originally thought we'd be.
Yeah, and that's surprising. So they're going to be able to do that work, that kind of work, in the course of the winter. You know, it might be 20 below, the wind's blowing and everything, but they can get that done.
Well, the concrete's already hard, so it's not going to crack, so we're good there.
All right. I'm thinking of the employees, the workers there. Bundle up, guys. That is so it's going to be a month or two ahead of schedule, and once again, the target date for moving in.
Yeah, the original target date was that October, November of 2024, which is roughly 2 years from now. With them, the walls getting moved up, we have a new target date around August. But if everything goes well for us, that's what will happen. If we hit a speed bump or a road, something happens or something gets pushed back, we have to take that into account. So you're always optimistic that you're going to be ahead of schedule and under budget. So we'll just plan on that for now.
Once again, Sheriff Jesse Thomas is with us. Lastly, let's talk about the Red Kettle campaign, ringing the bell for the Salvation Army. I talked to Jim the other day, Jim Dale, and his wife, who've been pulling a lot of shifts. Mm-hmm. They still need some help. How's everything going?
Yeah, so we've been doing pretty well. We looked at the schedule going forward. The week of Christmas is our busiest donation time, and we don't have a lot of people registered right now to ring. So it's pretty simple to register. You just register to ring.com. You click on, if you're a group or an individual, click on, type in your zip code, pick the location, the times that are available are there, you pick a spot and register, and you're good.
It's real easy to do, folks, and you'll be doing a good thing. The Salvation Army helps out so many local people and families who are in need, you know, emergency services, disaster services, and such.
And when you put the money in the kettle in Rice County, 88% of that money stays in Rice County.
Mm-hmm.
So it's local help for people who need it.
Good stuff. All right. Sheriff, thank you so much for coming in. Congratulations on another term as Rice County Sheriff, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Appreciate it, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas, 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. It's 7:30. Rich is coming back in just a couple of minutes. We'll have a local news update and also news from around the state, MNN, after this.
Christmas is just around the corner, so it's time for fun and unique presents. You won't find a place more unique than Marketplace at 416. From vintage to upcycled and new pieces, they seem to have everything. Their incredible selection comes from lots of vendors, from local and